Hey, I'm Eloise Ansell, and you're listening to Intuition Talks podcast. So I was with a client today, and we ended up having a conversation, and I thought, oh, that probably is something interesting to mention. So I was doing a session for him, and at some point we were dealing with some, the way he described it was gunk in his body, kind of like energetic gunk rather than physical. And he'd been doing some processes and it had nearly gone, and then it felt like it was seeping back into him. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that we feel in our bodies, and you can't really go to the doctor about it because they'll think you're completely crazy. So it's the kind of stuff I deal with all the time. So I was working through clearing this out of his system, and I suddenly felt the presence of, to me it felt very angelic. So I said to him, I'm like, oh, we seem to have some kind of angelic being here kind of helping with this part of your session. And he was like, oh, can you see it? And I suddenly went, well, I could see it, but if I chose to see it, I would be looking through my filters. And we ended up having a bit of a conversation about consciousness and senses and really the intuition. It brought up an interesting point, because like the subtle senses, obviously we can see things in a subtle way, we can hear things in a subtle way, we can touch things in a subtle way, and we can taste and smell them in a subtle way. You know, sometimes I'm working on a client and I just taste coffee in my mouth, and it turns out they were drinking coffee when they listened to their session 2 weeks later or whatever. You know, things happen. But generally, people ask me how my intuition comes to me. When I'm working on a body and the body wants to feed back to me an area that it wants to focus on, I'll feel it in my body. So at one point in his session, I felt a part of my head and it was like painful. Until I worked out which bit of the brain it was, and then that pain dissipated. It was just getting my attention. So I'm quite wired kinesthetically. So, you know, that's, you know, I've got a body, I'm looking at his body. You know, it's very easy for my body to light up within it where I need to address for him. So that's always a really easy way of working. But when it gets to other stuff, quite often I cannot label how it is coming into my subtle senses. So, yeah, I could project that information as a visual thing and get an idea of it picturally, but that would be going through my filters of what I think it might look like. I could project it kind of from an auditory perspective and try and hear it, or, you know, kinesthetically, maybe I could feel it, or, but sometimes it's just beyond that. I just know. And that's what it is, the intuition. It's knowing without having a logical way of knowing. So it's, and from that knowing, you can project it any way you like. So it is fascinating, the subtle senses and how they're wired and what goes on with them. And when I teach my weekend classes, I'm teaching people different tools in order to practice and utilize different subtle senses. So when you get them all working really well, your intuition has lots of different avenues of feeding back information to you and lots of different ways of catching your attention. When we only have one subtle sense working, like maybe you're really good visually at seeing things, then that's going to be your preferred method. Most things you're going to see. But at some point, there's going to be a thing that your intuition wants to feed back, and it's like, oh, I can't do it through the visual subtle sense. I'm going to have to scream at her or something else instead. So sometimes, like, subtle senses that we rely on quite a lot can kind of switch off, so that we get forced to develop other of our five subtle senses. Now, you may not know this, but physically, when we see, touch, taste, smell, or what's the other one, feel, when we, for our physical senses, when we experience life, that goes to the brain as data. And the only reason why the brain knows whether it came from your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your skin, or your ears, is due to the label attached to it. And then it, once it's kind of processed the data, it goes, oh, that was auditory. Okay, it came from the ears, so then I'm going to interpret it with that kind of slant to it. So it's just data. And it's the same with the subtle senses. Like, if you can get beyond the having to know whether you're hearing it, seeing it, touching, tasting or smelling it, then it can really open up in a completely different way. And you don't know where it's coming from. And it is irrelevant. It's like the way it's coming in is no longer relevant. It's not adding anything to it. And if we want to, we can kind of shuffle it into any of the five windows and and get the visual on it, or get the auditory on it, or get the feeling on it. And that gives us different avenues of playing with it and getting different qualities of that information back. So it's a fascinating world we live in when we really come from this place of really living in through the subtle senses. And so many people are closed off to these things. You know, so many people don't even notice changes in temperature, or we always say living near the seaside. Like, you can go into a restaurant, come out, and the weather's completely changed. And it's normally because the sea's just changed direction. It's either going in or out. And people are so, like, dull to the information, they don't even notice it. They just go, oh, it's got cold. You know, and they might notice that, but they wouldn't have a clue why. And we have got so numb to what's happening around us, to the movement of the moon, to the tides, to the seasons even sometimes, that we don't always notice the complexity of things around us in our environment. And when we're numb and dull to what's going on in our environment, we're probably null and dull to what's going on in our bodies. And I've learned over the years, people that are stuck in their heads, who cannot feel what is happening in their body, I probably can't work with them because they've got no self-awareness. So I'm like, go and do some yoga, go and take some dance classes, go and do TRE or something like that, where you're getting kind of in touch with the body in some way, shape or form, and clearing out some of what is blocking you from feeling your body. Because until you get to that point and get out of your head, you're not going to heal. And your body's screaming for you quite often to get to that place, but you will never get there because you're trying to logicize it. Is that a word? Made one up. So we can get really dull and numb to our environment and to our bodies. And that's when we really start to get in trouble. And the more open and aware we can be of what's happening internally in our environment, it really helps then to start working through those subtle senses. So anyway, you've got ways of developing, feeling your body, becoming aware of it, and just noticing what's going on around you. And that could even be just through meditating, because, you know, being for a bit can open you up in ways to more information and bring your awareness to another level. And that awareness, that being more conscious about what's going on internally, externally, on more subtle levels, because everything in the universe is energy. Everything is just information. Anything that you can do that raises that awareness is going to give you more potential for healing, more potential for tapping into your intuition, and more potential in life. So play with things, see what grabs your attention, go and work with these things. You know, you can listen to me intellectually, but you need to kind of feel into this and have an experience of it for you to really get this. So play with this a little bit. Let this one filter through all the layers and notice what your subtle senses are feeding back to you. You don't always have to go, okay, what am I feeling? What am I seeing? Just be aware and open to it coming through any, I want to say orifice. You know what I mean. Anyway, have a great week. Take care. Bye.